Welcome to the Broken Gun Podcast, the podcast about shooting. Nope, let me start again. I'm reading from my notes.
You've got notes?
It's literally two fucking sentences. Fucking
And when you put me under pressure, Lloyd, it doesn't work. Okay, let's go. Welcome to the Broken Gun, our podcast about shooting and field sports. It's also... Stop it.
Try not to sound so fucking dead inside, for fuck's sake.
I'm just trying to get the cunt out. Okay.
That's what you're
Welcome to the Broken Gun, where two Peralti owners talk down to two guys who don't.
Yes, that's a great fucking intro.
Okay, all right. G'day, and welcome to the Broken Gun, a podcast about field sports, shooting, midgets, canoes, archery. Why are you boys laughing? These are all topics we're going to cover tonight. Why can't we cover these topics?
I'm not fair for archery.
Anyways, I'm your host.
I'm going to have to get me porter for doing that.
I'm your host tonight, Bruce. I'm also joined with Lloyd Patterson, Johnny Carter and Eddie Tunstall. How are you, boys?
G'day, mate.
You know.
G'day, mate.
Jeez. G'day, Bruce. How's it going, mate?
Pretty bloody good. Pretty bloody good. And yourself, Lloyd, what have you been up to, mate?
Mostly shitting. I've been on the dunny, mate.
You're in the shit box. Is it an...
The Broken Gun group chat has been full of daily poo updates from...
I've spent a lot of time on the dunny. It's been a bit, you know, brown. We're going to call it a weak brown.
Is it an in-house or an outhouse?
We only have indoor toilets here, mate.
Day
19 at Lloyd's house. Lloyd has not left the shitter in 3 weeks. Now his bumhole looks like a yawning hippo.
It has been fairly catastrophic at your place with the bowel movements the last week. We've had to enjoy a lot of voice notes from Lloyd from the dunny. Hi guys, just back on the dunny here.
I haven't sent you any photos though, despite temptation.
Despite my constant requests.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking for new colours to paint the house, so it would be nice to have the colour
As far as the colour chart goes, mate, that would have been pretty monotone.
Pretty brown. Sorry, I'll stop singing now.
Mission brown. Right,
are we going to introduce ourselves? Yeah, no, what? I'm not going to bother.
Well,
we all know, come on, we're what, five podcasts in now? If you don't know who we are, or where we're from, go back and listen to the first few.
I think it's more the fact that Eddie and Johnny have forgotten their own fucking names.
Hi, I'm Johnny Carter from TGS and the Broken Gun Podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. However, you will notice that I have just hit 60,000 subscribers on YouTube and I am a superstar. Anyway, guys, Eddie, over to you.
What's on, guys? I got drunk 16 times and then I shot pigeon and I tried 100 times. But luckily, I got the photo shot, so it looks like I shot three.
Thank you, Eddie.
Well, the real Johnny Carter, what have you actually been up to in the last couple of weeks, mate?
Johnny!
I bought a jar of pickles.
You bought a jar of pickles. Well, life is riveting. Did you get your coffee you were after the other day with your pickles?
Yeah, they're lucky at work.
Did they just? I'm assuming basically there's a shop in the village wherever it is that he lives where they're just like one aisle for pickles, one aisle for coffee.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And we got an aisle for organic tofu, but you wouldn't be interested.
No. That's a solid no.
Did I do the Browning thing before we did the last thing?
Probably. No, it's subsequent.
Oh, yeah, we went to Browning. Filmed a load of cool guns. They're 2021 shotguns. Some of them are remarkable. Some of them are just slightly better than last year's. Interestingly, none of them were shit. Shouldn't be surprising, but it is. Then I did a day with Longthorn, looking at their new box lock. That
is
the nuts.
The expensive 686.
It's not a 686. Your Peralti's inexpensive, you bits.
In the photographs that you've posted, it looks like unless you look closely, it looks like a 686.
Well, some people say there's only so many ways to build a shotgun.
Are you saying you went to Browning and they're not making another laminate this year?
Oh no, Brownie are making another laminate.
Well, then you definitely saw a couple of shit guns in, didn't you?
Ooh, somebody's a snob.
I just can't handle laminates. It's
our
disgusting.
Bruce is not a handle of laminates.
No, yuckies. Yuckies.
Have you shot the Browning laminate?
No. I won't even touch one. It'll give me cooties.
There you go. You're a racist.
It's a superb gun, like.
You're an ignorant racist.
I am.
The 525 SL is superb.
The problem is that laminate just makes it feel like a more expensive gun, even though it's a cheaper one.
I'll just shoot cheap.
It improves the balance.
No, thanks.
It's a nice gun.
Next you'll be telling me Crocs are great.
Well, I mean, you live Lloyd in the country where they're
owns
from.
Crocs.
No. The little slipper
Lloyd
things.
Owns Crocs.
Yeah, I bet
Lloyd
he does.
Lloyd does not own Crocs.
I bet you they're orange
Get
too.
Fucked. No, Lloyd does not own any Crocs.
Anyway, yeah, so that long form was actually really epic. Really excited to go and shoot one. I think that when Lloyd gets his hands on one, he will be very impressed. Bruce, one day, if you're allowed back into our country, you'll be fascinated by it, and Eddie wouldn't appreciate it.
I am already actually... So,
are you suggesting...
Very
are you suggesting that Lobthorn would actually talk to me these days, do you think? As opposed to the last time I tried?
I think maybe you could borrow mine.
Oh, right, okay.
You're getting what? Are you an influencer? Are you getting a Lobthorn? How is this working?
There may be a thing happening between me and Longthorn. Maybe.
Oh, so on podcast 3, when I said they're expensive shit, is that why you defended them? And I've got a bone to fucking pick of you as well. You know I was slagging off Mossbag? Yeah, it is a fucking Mossbag. Mossberg pump-action shotguns. It dawned on me. The reason why you were so up their fucking chuffer is because you had one of their fucking hoodies on.
Did it take
me a couple of days. It did take me a good couple of days. But I am quite a heavy drinker, Lloyd. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
Yeah.
No, to be fair, I like all guns. There's very few guns I dislike, apart from Bakel.
Bakel, yeah, thank you.
This is the podcast about how Paratsis are great and Bakels are shit.
Yeah, you see, the best thing about the Longthorn is it actually gives me an alternative top-end gun to buy, apart from just having to buy a Paratsis if I want something nice.
I must admit, I'll be extremely intrigued to try one because I've had an owner, local, offer to lend me his, and I was like, "Nah, you're all right. I don't really want to." You know, I mean, if somebody spunked like $25,000 on a gun, I don't want to go, "Oh, I'll give it a gun," and then drop it or whatever.
I mean, notorious for not looking after shit, aren't you, Lloyd?
Absolutely, yeah. I am the Mike Yardley of the Northeast. and the gun was custom fit for him. So it wouldn't fit me, and I didn't think it would be a fair shout.
To be fair, the interesting thing about their box lock is it is designed to respond to the market, is that their side locks were not robust enough to deal with people who didn't look after their guns.
Right.
And so they've made a trigger plate action that is just designed to be beaten half to hell.
Give it to Eddie,
which is quite cool.
Give it to Eddie.
That would be a test. That would be a serious test.
Don't.
Same barrel tech, they all come multi-choked. You can pay a little bit extra and have a fixed choke if you want, but why not have a multi-choke?
Yeah.
I'm not here to bore the shit out of you by telling you about it. Watch the video when it comes out.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't want to ever talk about guns on a fucking shooting podcast.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
So yes, same barrel tech, slightly different locking system, a slimmer action because you don't have to fit side locks in. It just feels epic. They've fattened the stock up, so the stock profile is amazing. They've moved the trigger well forward under the action, which brings the entire weight back, which allows you a 32-inch multi-choke that... Oh, it handles like it's a dream. Really does.
It sounds good.
Yeah. Barrels are swelled out for the chokes, so that it is steel-proof in the chokes. But instead of swelling it at the muzzle, they've swelled it about halfway back down the barrels, which is quite clever, actually. It allows for a really sweet handling gun.
I must admit.
Plus, I imagine it looks quite nice.
It's not bad looking. I think even the black action looks like every other black action. It's nice. It's quite cool. I wouldn't say it's remarkable or groundbreaking because it's a gun, like, but it's a very nice looking machine, especially in the side plated versions.
We take the piss, but I mean, an OU is an OU.
I must admit, I've got a bit of a hard on for them. I just love the machining work in them. And I think that's kind of the route that everyone's going to have to take eventually to produce an affordable gun at a precision price.
Yeah, and I think that's the nice thing about it, is it is actually an English gun that is utterly affordable, but not just junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well.
Well, we'll see soon.
Interesting. Interesting. Something to look forward to post lockdown, which is now only, what, 3 weeks away?
Woohoo!
And if anything, that's a bit of excitement for us to look forward to.
It is very exciting. Lord, I was going to say, can we book in a trip to Bywell together?
Fuck yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
It's just down the road from you, and we'll be allowed to stay in an actual hotel, which would be quite pleasant.
I can sort you out with accommodation, etc.
In the
recommend at least.
In the gift room.
I don't mean like, you're sleeping here, and you wake up as I'm looming over you, like it is around you, Eddie's house.
Bruce asked me to do that though, so it's alright. Hey, mate, can you give me a favour? Can you wake me up with a dick in the morning? Would that be alright? And I was like, yeah, of course, Bruce, no bother, mate.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's basically the morning.
It was consensual.
I gather
2 o'clock in the morning.
That, that Eddie's testicles are voluminous, and he was able to drip his.
Eddie's
sack
testicles
over.
Are luminous.
They are voluminous.
They are voluptuous. They are far bigger than his cock. I must say, the man was blessed with large testicles and a small penis, but at least he
I like to call it my wee waterfall. It just sprinkles out the end and trickles down my ball bag. It's delightful. Feel free to cut that out if you want. Sometimes it wakes them up as well, which is really upsetting.
What have you been up to, Eddie?
To be light sleepers.
What's your news?
So what have I done, mate?
You've had a haircut, I see.
Yeah, home job, mate, like that. Well, obviously it's a home job. Everything's fucking shut, isn't it?
Eddie is looking particularly sexy today, I have to say.
Got me Sunday best on. Got me hair done.
Why are you so clean, Eddie?
I knew you were going to be on here, Johnny, and I'm just desperate to ride your Longthorn coattails, so I thought I'd put in some effort. Is that all right?
Yesterday was bath day in Somerset.
It was my birthday yesterday. Oh, it was my birthday last week.
The whole county.
It was my birthday last week. Yeah, that was what it was. Nothing major.
Happy birthday again, you big knobhead.
Yeah, cheers, man. What have I done? So I have done very little shooting. I took a lad and his boy and his old man out shooting last Saturday on the Crows. They've just got into it, and I said I'd take him up, so I did. I didn't shoot myself. I've had a social media holiday. It's been absolutely beautiful.
Would have been a bit of a rough first time out if you were taking somebody out shooting and then you fucking shot yourself.
Well, mate, the more I do this podcast, the more it's becoming a reality. Reality.
Yeah.
You've had a social media break. I haven't even fucking seen you gone.
I know, mate, I know. It's because you're too busy being so fucking conscious of yourself, aren't you? Just staring at your own fucking stories.
I've been building a wall.
I've had 3,800 views on my story, but they're all you, Bruce. That's what it is. And anyway, let's drop the social media thing. Let's talk about your majestic wall.
So what I did is I broke apart some pallets and then I screwed them to a wall.
Oh, you did it? I thought you got your boy to do it because it's such a shit job.
I did get a couple of my workers to bust them apart for me, but we won't talk about that. I did it on a really hot day. It was hard work.
But the tool was really hot. Did you get burnt?
I did get burnt. Now, I've always wanted to do it. Now I don't have the big paperweight of a motorcycle sitting in my man cave. I've got the room to do it, so I've moved some stuff around, and I just think dead stuff looks great on a wooden slatted wall.
It does look pretty tidy.
It does look good.
Speaking of getting rid of your motorbike, you have replaced your motorbike with a caravan.
Yeah, I bought a gypsy van. I'm a gypsy.
Have you ordered your catapult yet?
I'm sending him one of mine.
No
more
catapults.
Of those are out of the country, the better. Send them all. An amnesty. Send all the catapults over to the criminals.
Catapults are illegal in Australia. Fun fact.
And that is the best thing about Australia.
We can't have your shit catapults.
I did like it how Johnny absolutely fucking despises catapults, and then he did a podcast, and one of the questions was, what's your favourite catapult? Which catapult would you suggest? And I'm like, are you fucking joking? Johnny hates him. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, there was not a great deal of research put in there.
No. Did I see them on your website? You've obviously been looking at a different website, me old China.
I mean, it might be a word on the website, yes.
Have you been moonlighting on another podcast, Jonathan?
Johnny's done loads. He's a big deal.
I've done a fair few this last month, mate. It's because everyone is hopping on the podcast bandwagon. I think everyone has a podcast now. Ours remains the best, by far.
Of course, goes without saying.
I agree. What's Eddie been doing this week?
So, I have been having a social media holiday. It's been rather nice. I posted a couple of things on my story, but I haven't taken any pictures. I've gone out. I've done some stuff.
A bit of a holiday. I've
had a partial holiday. A partial holiday, because obviously I'm beggy and I need to have that gratification from strangers. So I had to post something. And I took a lad and his dad out on the Crows last Saturday. And he's new to shooting. And he thoroughly enjoyed himself, which was great. And now I think he's fully addicted to shooting live stuff and not none of that bloody rubbish clay malarkey that you homo skinless wonders like to shoot.
I haven't done much in the way of posting to social media, obviously, because it's difficult to photograph things when you're in the Danny. However, I did take a picture of some food I made the other night and then got accused by a Canadian man of just crimes against humanity because I put green peppers in a dish.
In a Tigerine curry.
It was a what was it? It was teriyaki beef.
Oh, is that, you can put green peppers in that.
Fill your boots.
I can put green peppers in anything I want. You're cooking for yourself. Who gives a shit? They're not fucking.
Exactly.
Off
and this guy's totally. Argument was: I owned two restaurants and sold them. You can't possibly have been a chef in the past. And green peppers don't belong in that. And
I like green peppers.
I didn't reply. I was like, right.
I'll like be honest.
Marmite doesn't belong on toast.
I'm in alignment with the Canadian twat. I think you're a fucking awful human, Lloyd. I think you shouldn't be doing that.
But that's not for the green pepper.
For other reasons than the green pepper, though.
No, totally, totally. I thought it was more of an Auschwitz thing, personally. But if it's green peppers you wanted to focus on, that's absolutely fine.
I have got some of the new special edition Marmite that's got chilli in it.
Ooh.
Oh, what? How the fuck have they managed to make something so disgusting even more disgusting? Kudos to Marmite.
It's nice.
It's good.
Bromide, right? It's all about Bromide.
It is about Bromide. I do love a bit of Bromide.
I love Bromide. Fucking Promite's the one.
Vegemite's nice. Fucking jump. Nah.
I actually love Vegemite. Rubbing it on myself.
Yeah.
Vegemite's the
Vegemite.
One.
Vegemite. I like Vegemite's
Pokemite. Nice. Isn't that a Pokemon?
Exactly.
We're kids.
So oh, that's it for the field sports news.
Well, field sports news. That's an interesting section.
I have Fish. Been and shot a few flights. Someone mute. Eddie's far more fun when he's hungover or drunk that he can't
talk.
Fuck
this. I'm going to be back in a second. I'm going to get me paw. Hang on.
Neck up your parrot. I've been out and shot some clays. I've actually shot about...
What was that like? I've forgotten.
Shot about 750 in the last 2 weeks just because
our
season is about to fire up and I think I needed a bit of practice.
Fit ask?
Yes, all fit. We don't shoot anything else. There is no other competitions to be had. It's all fit ass stuff. So,
Is that peculiar to Western Australia or is it like an Australian thing?
It's a whole Australian thing, yep. On the East Coast, there is a small division of... They shoot a variant of what you have as your English sporting. But that's it. It's majority is... It's all fit-esque.
Do you think that's because a lot of our disciplines are basically to fit as much as you can to a compact space?
Absolutely.
Lap, trap, five stand are all about getting as much in a small box, whereas you've got endless space and can do whatever you want. Therefore...
And I think it's about
that require a lot of space.
The actual turnout. If you're going to get the volume of shooters you get turned up to a shoot, English sporting's far quicker to shoot than fitask is, especially old school fitask where you shoot your singles and then hop out of the hoop, hop back in for your pairs. Far out, that takes forever. No, I don't know.
I think it's the reason, like when I've talked to the Henry clan about their ground. Obviously, they've got like 14 DTL layouts, and the reason they put DTL layouts in is because one member of staff is running five shooters, and you can squad them, and it's literally the fastest way to get people
in and
money
out.
In, essentially, or yep. You know, humans through a course of shooting. And five stand or sport trap, as we call it here, is the sporting variant of that, and it's a very, very efficient way to get a maximum number of shooters through quickly.
Yep. Yeah, it's just so our national competition that we have every year, so you have your state qualifiers and you have your one national competition in October. The entries for that are capped out at 400 and it's run over 3 days.
Right.
So That's about as many people as you can fit through a fit desk. Eddie's going to blow his goose whistle any second now.
No, I'm not.
No, oh, you've restrained yourself.
He's going to rub his bum.
Johnny's actually fallen asleep.
No, we have to understand. We have to understand that some of our listeners do actually enjoy clay shooting, so we need to be.
There's a lot of joy to be had from clay shooting, Eddie.
Oh, would you shut up? That's not what you were saying the other week. You were going, no, I don't much care about my prowess of a shotgun towards clay shooting. However, I think you'll find it's about the beauty of shooting and how majestic you look whilst you kill it.
Listen, you fucking inbred. All right, are you ready? That's why you never shoot any fucking geese.
I'm fairly certain me reed's broken. help me.
This is why he never gets any pigeons, because he's sat there.
Gobbling off the high floor,
the fucking
a goose.
Well, just giving it six now with a goose call.
Shout out to Muddy Gutter Calls as well, by the way.
Using a hand, but once you have found a woman, it's not the same. Similar thing. Nothing wrong with shooting clays, but shooting pheasants is superior.
I wasn't sure what he was going on about. I was like, I'm going to take the piss out about this. Then I realised he was on my side, and I was like, actually, I agree with you, Johnny. This is correct.
In fairness, I lost interest halfway through.
Yeah. I lost interest where you said a woman's better than your hand. Honestly, I've been doing that for so long, I'm brewing at it. And I don't cuddle afterwards.
Now, yeah, just imagine I bet you do. If you could have a harem of women, Bruce. You could just lie there, but you didn't have to satisfy. How good your life would be versus wanking at work.
Mate, getting paid to wank's the best thing on the face of this earth. Car wanks, bus wanks, shed wanks,
I earn £1,300 a year wanking at work.
You've worked it out, have you, Eddie? Have you done the maths?
Yeah, I did, mate. I have, mate. I had to.
You had to do the maths.
The weird thing is, he's only on £2 an hour.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like overtime. I like a lot of overtime. Lock the door behind you.
I noticed we had an absolute barrage of questions from listeners this week too, Eddie.
Have you?
Well, you did, since you run.
Have you? Because of your friend of mine, Mr. Pattinson, I know he likes that.
That's my favourite thing.
I know that makes you
moist.
Well,
he changed his name after Twilight, because he loved it so
as
much.
As we affectionately call him Fake Lloyd.
Fake Lloyd.
Because
Lloyd. I can't actually look at the questions because I have my new mobile phone from Mr. P, but unfortunately I haven't uploaded the Broken Gun Insta on it, so I haven't got the questions to hand, so I'm ever so sorry. Lloyd, could you do it, please?
Yes, I can.
I read one that was actually kind of, was really good. One of them, here we go. Why leather pants?
Oh, yeah, well, I saw that was from Josh Gregg Outdoors, the man, and then I saw a picture of his 1022 Ruger, and I thought, you're not qualified to talk about sex at all, that horrific piece of shit. I'll buy some leather trousers and a proper rifle, and then we'll talk.
I noticed how I started following Greg, and I was like, yeah, this lad seems all right, and I saw him for the first time on our Zoom last week. I was like, what a legend, and this week he's just turned into a generic influencer, and I'm like, I don't think I like him anymore.
Actually, before we discuss any of these questions, let's have a little chat about how our Zoom, like, it was great fun, but it could never be published, and it seemed to get a bit.
Oh, 100%.
I had a ball, absolute ball.
I loved
it. It was a good laugh.
It was the most fun I've had with my clothes on.
You, to be fair, half of it you didn't have clothes on.
I don't remember any of it.
The bottom half.
I legit remember nothing. So I had to speak to my mate Geraldine, and she was like filling in large quantities of blanks for me. I was like, what? Apparently I was some fat lad, and I was asking if he was hungry, and yeah, it all just got a bit fucking weird. I don't remember any of it. So if I have caused anybody to self-harm this week, suck it up.
I definitely got a lot of messages from people with hangovers.
Yeah.
The blame.
Yeah, good. I'll take the blame for them, boys. You've got too much on your plate. You don't need to be taking that sort of responsibility on. But me, on the other hand, I don't care. So, yeah, crack on, guys. Cheers.
Honestly, that was one of the weirdest experiences of my life. I was the only sober one in the room, considering it was 4 a.m.
It's like, yeah. It was... I think it's definitely something we should do again on a irregular basis, let's say.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be...
It took a toll on everyone.
I was all right. It's just another night out for me. No different.
Fair enough.
My liver was just like, oh, having another drink, are you? Fair enough, son.
Okay, so some questions.
Yeah, I've got a good one here that I thought was pretty appropriate.
Go on.
What is the easiest way to get someone into clays or field sports in general? Well, the easiest way is...
Take them shooting.
Take them out shooting. It doesn't take much, honestly. You get someone to hit something, whether it be break a clay or kill a bird. From that moment on, they're addicted. I've never seen anyone go, you know what, I didn't really love that. I didn't think that was fun.
I think there's a key, though, is to take them somewhere where you know that, or at least you've got a good chance of hitting stuff.
This is what clay targets are amazing.
There is a university near us that bring their sort of new intake for their shooting club every year to the local club here. And they take them around the normal sporting layout, not the, like, beginner one, they take the normal sporting layout. And it's just people just shooting in the sky because their coaches are the worst coaches in the universe. This kid stood coaching, yeah, do this, do that, oh, you're behind that, oh, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. Then takes the gun off them because they've only got one gun between 12 of them. Goes in the stand and misses every fucking clay. And you're like, what are you doing? Take them on a beginner stand, get them hitting some stuff, and they'll come back. If you take somebody and they just get beasted by the layout, they're never going to want to do it again. It's a massive waste of money.
I would suggest taking someone to a ground midweek. There's not many people about, so there's no pressure. Yep. It's much more enjoyable. Oh, I hate clay shooting when there's loads of people around. Like, it's just a less fun experience. Go to a nice, easy beginner stand. Just get them mullering clays. Alternatively, take them out with Eddie. They might shoot a pigeon.
God, that'd be two more than him.
There we go. I was waiting for it. I stayed silent just in case. I knew there'd be something coming. I'm going back on the tee.
We know from a clays perspective, it's easy to put somebody in a position where there's a beginner stand and you can hit some clays and it's happy-go-lucky fun times. From a rough shooting perspective, is there an equivalent quarry to that? Like, or a situation where you know there'll be some gimme birds?
Driven pheasants in most counties of England that are flat.
I was thinking more less expensive than... Yeah. It's quite an expensive way to start.
So I suppose it would probably be something like decoying pigeons, I suppose, as they're coming in, get the pattern set up right so the wind's at your back so the birds are coming at you. I suppose. I don't know. I don't really know enough about shooting or guns or anything like that to give a sensible answer. So you're welcome.
Go buy him an air gun.
Buy him a Springer.
Don't shoot some squirrels. And have a Springer,
and they can go out and they can magically shoot a few deer with it.
Go and speak to our dens.
At the Cornhole.
Cornhole.
The Cornhole.
At the Cornhole.
Cornhole, the Texas hat.
So, hey boys, I've got an exclusive for you and the listeners. So, we had our family COVID safe meeting the other day. And obviously, Dens was there because he's my cousin. So, he has agreed that his carers are going to bring him. And he is going to come on the Broken Gun podcast.
Is he
at a time that suits him?
Is he the bloke from Devon? Yeah. Is he? He comes from Devon, doesn't he?
You need to mind your language, mate. He'll cut you.
I hope so.
Well, he's probably going to miss because it doesn't matter, Bruce. You would miss because with his eyes the way they are, he's got no depth perception.
No, it works the other way around, mate. He can actually detect your heartbeat at 30 yards.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
that's how he's killing deer with that Springer.
Exactly. Bad man. Yeah, so Dens is going to come on the podcast soon.
Was there any other questions that you saw in that bunch that were...
Yes. One that I wanted to address. Somebody else asks, are some clay shooting grounds becoming too pompous for the working man?
I did see that. I thought, I hope we touch on this.
I completely disagree with that. I don't know
where am I supposed to go?
Well, sorry, Johnny. But, like, all of the grounds around my way, I follow, like, the working man. You know what I mean? It's not... Clay, to me, isn't a posh man's sport. There are definitely some high-end clubs down south, like West London Shooting School, etc. But around our way, it's, you know... you're as likely to meet a plumber as you are to meet...
A lawyer.
I think plasterer. That what that means is most clay grounds are for the working man. Most shooting schools... seem to be a little bit more upper class because they're aiming they're trying to get game clients in, and game clients inherently are going to be a little bit more
Okay, so
like me,
this is something I saw the other week that I very vehemently disagreed with. All right, there was a video on a channel that suggested that the way to get people into shooting was to introduce a dress code.
What the 5 minutes?
I fully agree. Shut the front door.
I agree with this dress
code thing. What?
Absolutely. Yep.
Why?
Because we've had it the entire time. Because we do shoot Fitask, it has a dress code established with it. So you can't turn up in any... Well, you can't wear camouflage, for one. And I actually despise...
Yeah, but you can't wear camouflage anyway.
Yeah, but anyone that wears camouflage at a clay ground...
That's right. Okay. Some sort of dress code where you're not turning up looking raggedy ass and you've still got your t-shirt on that says I'm a plumber and you got your crack hanging out and you're covered in plaster and... Why not?
I don't care what people wear. To me, one of the great things about it is that it is... Gee, I wonder what channel that is.
It was similar to the one that you just got offended by, because they said you can't turn up looking like a palpoo.
Whatever. I don't feel that that's like... It's not something that turns people away from shooting.
I think bringing money into shooting, in terms of bringing high-end sponsors, if it looks more professional, certainly if you went to a CPSA registered event, and for the most part, people at CPSA registered events are all dressed very similarly. Mm-hmm. But well, I get some people...
That wasn't the question,
I think
was
he
it?
Approached it from the wrong way. Yeah, but I agree that there is some mileage in... At higher end events, everyone looking like professional sportsmen, even though they can't afford to be because the sport doesn't pay.
Somebody that owns a shooting school that wants people with money at his ground, versus somebody saying, "How do we get more people to shoot?" And people are people, and if you say to them, "Right, well, you must wear a tie," immediately
you've got to wear a golf. You've got to wear a collar when you go and play golf. If you feel
I wouldn't play golf if you fucking paid me for that reason.
For that reason,
because you've got to wear a collar. Because you've got to wear a collar.
No, just because I hate the whole, like, the thing around golf. I tried it once, right? A mate of mine said, shall we give golf a try? So we went and played golf. And we got hired out of the bar at the ground, or whatever, the golf course, because we weren't wearing appropriate clothing. No, you're not, you can't come in here dressed like that. I was like, well, fucking stick your sport up your fucking arse then.
Did you never go clubbing for the same reason? You're not coming in there with them shoes, son.
Has anyone noticed that Bruce looks really fat now?
It's because he's been piling on those pies.
Someone found all the nuts and berries this winter, didn't they? Christ.
Well, he's got to get the weight on for winter because he's coming round to winter now.
Exactly. Well,
that all the best clay shooters are fat as fuck, so he's following down that route.
He's going on a theory that if he wants to be a George Digweed, he better start getting his calories in now.
Whereas Laurie's just going on a diphtheria.
I've got a fucking underactive thyroid, so fucking leave me alone, like, all right?
Anyway,
the port's
are
kicking
some
in.
Playgrounds becoming too pompous? No. What 6.5 Creedmoor would Johnny own? I think that's
that's a question. That's a hard question.
Whichever one someone buys me after I die. There you go.
I tell you what.
Someone dies me.
I tell you what, here's, because I'm, so I put my cert application in August last year.
For 4.615 Creedmoors.
Four of them. I'm hoping to get a call from the FAO fairly soon, all right, which puts me in the frame for buying a stalking rifle sometime. There's probably the next gun that I'm going to buy is going to be a stalking rifle. I think it's going to be an 85 Finlite 2. Probably first one's going to be in
Johnny's face.
243.
Good caliber, that. That's what I always recommend.
Cantonar, shooting field sports news live right now. As of about August, most major game deals will not be buying venison shot with anything lead based. Not that you'll be selling your venison, Lloyd. However, that is something that is to be taken into account, and more than likely that will follow suit in some sort of strong army attempt, which means. Dun, 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 dun. Firstly, if you go culling for someone else, a 243 with coppers are dog shit. And secondly, buy a bigger gun.
This is where I was headed.
Buy a bigger gun.
Yeah, I think Johnny should just shh and let Lloyd carry on.
Bloody hell, with all this no lead, you pricks are going to have to start throwing confetti at shit eventually. Honestly.
They already
what
do.
What are you going to kill stuff with?
Yeah, it's all buyers. It's all driven by the buyers. Supermarkets don't want to buy anything with make content. They can't sell it.
What we're going to do is we're going to blast Bruce's shooting videos out into the countryside and just watch everything drop dead with fucking boredom. It's the most ethical way to fucking do it, Bruce.
That's what happened at the British shooting show. You should have seen all the dead people in the aisle. Videos playing on the big screens.
Did you see Big Tone as well, did you?
Talk to you.
Did you see Big Tone as well, did you?
Big T's a lovely man.
Right, mate. Sorry, carry on. Edit that
anyway,
out.
Yeah, so my initial thought was 243. Now I'm thinking, perhaps that 6.5 wasn't such a fucking terrible idea. Because with copper ammo, I'm going to need enough KE. Try not to choke to death. However, right, I've more or less decided that I'm having a Finlay 2. I've more or less decided...
I would rather drink gherkin water than listen to this conversation about 6.5 Creedmoor.
Go on then. If you drink gherkin water now, we will stop talking about it. Is that a deal, Lloyd?
I can't drink all of it because then the gherkins will be drying out.
No, I'm not finished. Right, we're not talking about calibers, we're not talking about rifles. I want to talk about optics.
You were talking about 6.5 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, but I've moved on from that. So, I'm thinking either Swarovski, Carles, or Night Force.
Night Force are generally considered good by people who don't like optics that are good.
They shoot paper with them.
Exactly. Great zoom. They're great in daylight. But if you're stalking, you need a different optic. They're not set up for what you need it for.
Cheers,
buy
Johnny.
Buy a Swarovski. Buy a Zeiss. Buy a Leupold. Leupolds are amazing. Cheers, Eddie.
You enjoy your gherkin water, mate.
Every one of my rifles has a Leupold on it because I can't afford a Swarovski.
Leupolds are great. Swarovskis are better, but they're twice the price for the similar quality.
Once again, now that I know how much Lloyd spends on shooting every year, I'm instantly going to say, mate, buy a Swaro. Done.
You'll regret not buying a Swarovski. You will probably regret buying a 6.5 Creedmoor.
What about Carles, though?
Why? Just buy a Swarovski. Don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
It's a bit like saying, well, I was going to buy a Skoda because it's like a cheap Audi. But it's not an Audi, mate. It's not. It's like
thing
a cheap
Audi.
Thing
is, I've had
Audi.
An Audi.
It's
I've had
shit.
Several Audis and they've all been shit.
Yeah, well, don't buy a Skoda either. They're even shitter. You'd be really depressed. Stick to your little Mazda.
I could tell you a story about the one time I did have a Skoda.
I've got the pickle water here waiting. It's my version of the goose horn.
I can't wait for you every week to start.
Died from pickle juice exposure during this podcast.
Just down it now, Johnny.
There's a reason they put it in cocktails. It reminds me of going to a bar. The closest I've been to a bar in ages.
Go on, just fucking down it, your long streak of piss.
Yum.
Go for it. Come on, go for it.
No, because if I down it, then we have to eat all the pickles or we get dry pickles and that's just disgusting.
But you're planning on eating them anyway. Your best part pregnant, mate, so just crack on and get it done.
I'm not going to eat all the goddamn pickles or else I'm going to do a pickle poo. Nobody wants a pickle poo. I don't want to do a pickle poo.
That's what did Lloyd a mischief this last fortnight.
Charlie's making a curry for dinner as well, so I can't have a curry and have pickle juice. I'm going to have to do a pickle curry poo. It'd be disgusting.
So, we got no useful input on the better step-up calibre. Given you're saying potentially 243 with copper is going to be a non-starter, what would you go to then, Jonathan?
7x57 or 30-06.
Fair enough.
30-06 because it's a 30 cal head, which seems to be, for most people's opinion and findings, the best head in copper or width in copper, or non-toxic variants. That 30 cal is just way more versatile and better at killing stuff, which is all we care about. The 243 does work, but you're just having to pile drive stuff either in the head and neck or smacking it in the shoulders, and the damage is insane. You can still just about get away with heart-lunging stuff without clipping much with a 36 and stuff still falls over. And a 36 is cool, and it's a long action, which makes you more of a man. And I say that as a loving 243 owner, but if it wasn't a 243, it would be one of those two, which coincidentally I also own.
300
run. Or 270 if you really...
No.
Here's one. I have a question for that there, Eddie.
Hello.
Why are permissions so hard to get at the moment, Eddie?
I can give you a comical answer or a factual answer.
We want factual.
Both.
Both.
the comical answer is stop being an arsehole and looking like a mong, then you might get some permissions. And a factual answer is you're probably going about it the wrong way. You're probably turning up in all your shooting gear, all your shooting gear in the back of the car. You're going, come and shoot on your farm, as opposed to going out, doing a reconnaissance, finding where the birds are feeding, finding who owns the land, then going and saying, here's video evidence of pigeons feeding on your crop of whatever genre it is. Would you mind if I went out and took care of them for just for today? And then you can, at the end of the day, go, I shot X amount of pigeons. I've sorted out your pigeon problem for today. I've kept them off your crop. And then you have proven that you are useful, but you are not asking for a lifetime permission on a ground. And then you leave your details. And if the farmer wants to contact you, leave it on their terms. I think that's like quite a sound way of doing it. It's the way I've done it in the past, and it's worked.
That's very good advice.
And the other thing as well is when you turn up looking smart, but not ready to rock and roll to go shooting. Show that you've got insurance, show that you've got a license, show that you're switched on and you're perfectly aware of what the general licenses are and how to abide by them, and be able to identify the crop and
To identify the quarry, Eddie, as well.
Well, that is always a thing.
Is that like when we shot a badger over there and you said it was a pigeon?
I did say that is a roebuck, he's out of season, but because he's got his mating colours, which are black and white, you can drive on drive. So that's when you got the dry ice and the sledgehammer out and we went digging. So it was all right. Anyway, back to the seriousness. Just, I forgot what I was saying. Thanks, boys. Nice one. I was almost going to be my first useful bit of information.
Turn up smart, you were saying. Turn up smart.
Yeah, but don't turn up in your bloody Sunday best straight from church or anything like that. But just make sure that you're doing the farmer a favour and you're being useful rather than being a nuisance whilst he's trying to scrape up or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I will add, if I may say, permissions have not been easy to get for the last 60 years.
No.
It's like acting nowadays. When I was a kid, it was impossible to get permissions. The only way we got it is because I had friends whose parents were, you know, had a field.
When you were a kid?
They had friends who had a field.
You're still a kid.
Only just 30. You've only just come out of puberty, Johnny.
Yeah, well, I'm working on this beard still. Working on it. Hopefully I'll hit it by 40.
Hiding your unfortunate jawline.
Mate, luckily, my jawline is significantly better. I don't know. I wonder what Bruce's shooting looks like without a beard. Oh, no, I know.
We found
I've
out now.
On his, I've seen I, a picture. I have seen a picture.
It's not good. It's not good.
I've got some pictures of Bruce. Right.
Lloyd has a fair jawline. But I think... Yeah.
Lloyd also looks like a modern-day version of Count Dracula at the moment with his beard. So it's just the white bits down the middle there. Ooh, I like it. Oh.
You love it.
Anywho. Yeah, so
I don't have a choice about this colour, by the way. It's not.
But it's we already established.
Gone, yeah, the white bit.
It was ginger, and now it's white.
His mating colours
so.
On. He's turning black and white.
Exactly. Lloyd's coming into heat.
Watch out, Bruce is shooting. He'll have you hanging on the wall before you know it.
Along with all the other rare species that are hanging up there.
Oh, have you got your muntjac back yet, Johnny?
No, it's been about ready. For a little while. Hopefully I'll be able to pick it up next week. Can't wait. Shot another alright-ish one last week, but problem is, after shooting that, everything, even bucks I would have been like insane for before, just look a bit average, which I was told would happen.
That's like what happens when you bang a 10. After that you go, oh well, she's just an
luckily,
eight.
I stayed with her and we had children.
Oh,
she doesn't listen to this podcast.
She doesn't even
anyway.
Listen to this podcast.
What a legend. What a legend.
But hopefully someone will be like, John is so good to you, and I'll be like, yeah, exactly. Even if it's bullshit.
So, Johnny, has she done you any more mischief this week? Like, as in you going and ordering takeaway and her putting miscellaneous names on attached
to
the
order? No, we haven't had takeaway in a little while. So she hasn't had any opportunities to do me dirty recently.
That sounds a little suspect. I'm hoping that you do get the opportunity to her to do you dirty.
There is nothing wrong with pegging, Bruce.
I'm glad we brought that back.
Australia has invented like a special machine for pegging, haven't they?
It's got a DeWalt reciprocating saw. You take the blade out, you put the dildo in, and we're good to go.
Exactly. I like nice. Taking the guard off as well, so you can get full real chat.
Way to go, guys. You take something loving and meaningful and turn it into something disgusting.
Fucking yeah, you own a couple, don't you, Johnny?
Mate, I have a custom one. One of this DeWalt repurposed.
I went round the DeWalt factory and they actually made me a bespoke one. Fuck off, Johnny.
It's got a Kansas engraving and grade 6 wood.
It's a side lock.
Mauro DeWalt fitted it for me, actually.
Ooh, on other news, how's your stock coming along? Any progress?
I've been sent a few videos to put into our edit that we're doing for it. It's looking right, actually. It looks like a stock.
Does it have an adjustable cone?
Yes, I went for an adjustable comb on their recommendation.
Hallelujah.
And on a mixture, there was a two-day discussion about whether there should be any Monte Carlo or not. And so it's having 5 mil of Monte Carlo.
Nice.
Johnny?
Look at Johnny now. Look at him moving up in the world. Oh, I've got 60,000 subscribers. Yeah, I'm getting the Longthorn and... Manuel Ricardo is making me a stock.
Johnny.
No,
Johnny.
That's not to do with subscribers, just because I'm Southern. They don't treat you like that all the time up there. It's
weird. Johnny.
Yes,
Johnny.
Eddie.
I have a bit of a boo-boo with my shotgun stock.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I may have had a pretty thing and turned it not so pretty. It might look a little bit dishevelled and scratched and beaten up on the stock. I video call you, it wasn't touching children that did it. Which is quite surprising.
Yeah.
Can you give me some advice over the phone of how to fucking make my stock look pretty again, please? Because I don't know.
Well, what he'll tell you to do is to fetch it around and he'll fix it for you. For
April 12th, we're back to work, if you bring it down, I will fix it for you for free.
What? Keep that in the podcast. That's legally fucking binding.
Beneath the M4.
If anybody pops into the gun shop in April,
he will fix
gun
your
repairs
shit.
Are free.
He will
if
fix
you
your
pop into the gun shop in April and I am there,
ooh,
that will be quite rare, actually, as I take it all back. And your name's Eddie Tunstall, and you're not a bellend.
Hang on, whoa.
Right,
I can only justify one of them, I'm sorry.
All right, one or the other.
I'll leave that for you to decide, me old fruit. But I'm going to be nice to you now.
No, what happened? Did you fall over or something?
I don't know, mate. I'm a heavy drinker.
He just treats all his stuff like shit. He probably
mate, it really annoys me.
No,
I don't put guns away, mate. I like to leave them under my sofa in case I get burgled.
Oh, isn't that what they said on Field Talks Britain?
Oh, yeah, that absolute hooner suggested leaving it by the front door the night before shoot day with your ammunition. Because there's nothing more embarrassing than going to a shoot day with your gun and no ammunition. No, there's nothing more embarrassing than your house getting burgled and them taking your guns and ammo because you're a codpiece and you left it by the front door.
See, interestingly, I doubt he lives in the same high crime area as you.
I live in a gated community.
Well, you live
Somerset
in a gated
doesn't
community.
Have crime. Somerset doesn't have crime, mate, unless you own a combine harvester or a quad bike. That's the only thing, or dogs. That's the only thing that gets robbed in this county.
Yeah, theft of red diesel.
Incidentally,
I left £20 cash on my dashboard. My window's open, and some bastard took it.
Bloody well did, didn't it? Dens is a sticky-fingered little bastard, isn't he?
I left my Hex cider bottles outside my house to be refilled by like the milkman, innit? And then it took them and all.
Oh,
does your milkman deliver cider? Imagine if milkman delivered cider and beer.
They do. It's in Somerset, mate. What is milk anyway?
I need to ask you about Hex cider, actually, Eddie. I noticed that they do like selection boxes.
They do, but there's no point doing a selection box,
just
Mr.
P. Just buy port wine of Glastonbury.
Just buy it. And if I tell you what, I've got a deal for you, Lloyd, and I'll say this on the podcast. If you don't like it, I will give you the money back.
I thought you were going to say, if you
don't
like it,
I'll drink it.
If you pay for diesel, like.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm going to go on the rub tonight and go get some cherry aid in her. So you'd be all right.
So port wine of Glastonbury.
From Hex. That's the one, mate.
It is unfortunately life-changing, Lloyd. And once you've had it, you'll never be able to drink any other cider again.
So you know,
the other Hex stuff is very, very good.
Yeah.
That port wine of Glastonbury is just.
Yeah.
Is that
binge-worthy.
A dry one or a?
It's a medium. Medium sweet, but it's finished in port barrels, so it's kind of got that kind of rouge to it, and it's also
it's got
a
nice
depth of flavour as well.
Yeah.
It's
so if
Eddie
from Hex Cider is listening, Eddie is available for
influenza. I actually changed my bio to non-assigned hex ambassador, and they liked it, but they didn't fucking agree to it. So I'm still going out to pay full price, but right. I don't care because it's worth it and it's on my doorstep.
One day, when I've got a bit of money, I will sponsor you for Hexcider. I'll buy you a certain amount of Hexcider every week.
And I've got to drink it?
Yeah.
Mate, that's the best ambassadorship I've ever heard.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny likes me when I'm drunk. Is it kind of like one of those things of you're outrageous and say hideous stuff when you're drunk, so I want to be the financier to this kind of carnage? Is that what it is, Johnny?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Nice. I'll drink to that.
Especially the night before the game fair.
You've proved your point already, mate. Yeah. That we've already cut 35 minutes of this podcast out because you're not drunk and you've said horrendously outrageous shit.
Right. Let's have this straight, right? So... Everybody that's listening, I have made a moral decision to stay sober. All four of you. I made a moral decision to stay sober during this podcast, right? And I said nothing for the first half an hour. Everyone was like, you're boring, go and get a drink. So now I've got port, I'm getting a lecture for being half pissed. It's like, come on, guys. Stop being so bipolar. You either want the best me or none of me. Bye. See you later. Cheers.
That
is a Cockburn Special Reserve. If anybody's interested, go to hashtag Tesco's.
£10
a litre at the moment. £4 off, they say. But
that's
it's a litre
bottle.
It's a litre bottle, yeah.
Only in Somerset.
And he's... he was full. Oh, yeah.
It could be a long old cycle to the hole later, isn't it?
He'd be alright. I've got another bottle for me bloody bottle holder, haven't I?
So we've wrapped up a few of the listeners' questions. We've established it was Eddie's birthday last week, but he hasn't told us what he got for his birthday.
What did I get? What did I get? I bought myself a flask.
Another one.
Yeah, because apparently you need more vessels for drinking booze. What did I get? No, nothing really. I didn't get nothing. So, Jock but I've been a bad boy this year, so... No socks. No socks.
No jocks.
No jocks, mate. No jocks. Or pants.
Here's something that came up with me the other day. I don't know whether you guys do it, but I found myself I'm out of jocks for the one and only reason that every single time I go on holidays somewhere, I buy fresh jocks for the trip. And because we've been nowhere, I've got no jocks left.
Den,
they're all dead.
Den's sorted me out. Den's sorted me out with his sponsorship, didn't he? So I bought myself some new ones through Den's.
Ooh, the Under Armour.
Use the code DENZEL10 for 10% off.
Is that the bloke from
Under Devon? Under X Armour, yeah. He sorted me out with some new pants.
X Under Armour Hunt.
The Wild Division.
I get mine from Marks & Spencer.
Do you? Do you go in
one,
there with your
skimp.
Lloydie P pants on and say, oh, I like Emma, fucking big deal on YouTube. Are you going to sort me out some Krusty Grundies or what? Like,
yeah, I've definitely got them for now because of my YouTube channel.
Really?
No.
To be fair, after the week you've had, Lloyd, you're going to need a fresh pair. Or five.
You'd be a fucking great advocate for it. Have you not diversified from guns into Luro now?
I've just kept the bottom half au naturel this week.
So, this week I'm trying out Andrex Quilted Velvet. It's fucking lovely on the old shitbox, like, but it fucking burns when you wipe side to side, lad.
Can we talk about the other topics of the podcast that I promised, which was midget throwing?
I've got a question.
Jelly wrestling, kayaks, and archery.
We can get to that. I've got a question that was on the questions thing, if you wanted to hear another question.
I want to hear another question. Go for it.
So this is to Lloyd. What's the first thing you're going to shoot post-lockdown?
Well,
a target.
Some clay.
Wicked. And you, Johnny?
Probably a clay target.
Wicked. I'm going to shoot a pigeon.
I think Bywell are open literally the day of. So.
Yeah, the problem is, Eddie, is all the vermin control we've been allowed to go and do during lockdown.
I know. It's a pointless question, but I was told by you guys to pick one question to ask.
So why did you pick that one?
Because it's easy and it has a lot of words.
I was hoping you'd ask the one of do Basque suck or whatever it is someone asked.
Oh, do Basque suck?
Only for £50.
We've got, with the pressure of aunties, how do you guys propose to talk about field sports with the general public To get them on side.
Violence. Threaten them all with violence.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Maybe not.
Do you see that working well, Eddie?
I don't ever have any foresight into any situation I ever put myself into. But
well, you know what you
I
do
just...
have? Boar skin.
Lots of it.
What a seamless fleshy segue into our next
topic.
Does that
help you introducing people into field sports? The presence of a...
Yeah, of course. So what you can do is you can put forward your argument, and when they look a little bit, I'm not so sure, go, you can trust me, I have a foreskin. And then all of a sudden, all battles are won.
As they walk away.
Did you ever then, like, maybe take it out and stretch it round a pickled egg? As a conversation starter?
Is that what you would do if you had one, Lloyd? That's probably best you don't have one, really.
Yeah, we don't need your sort of freaks in our community,
I'm
Lloyd.
Glad I didn't drink more water now.
You're everything that's wrong with the foreskin community. That's what you are. That's why you are outcasted. Why are you sniffing your fingers, Johnny? What did you go off mic and do?
He went and took a shit.
He looks a bit. No, he's got a bit of a flush on. He's got a bit of a flush on, and he's a bit.
Lads.
Charlie's come in. His arse was like a bee's wing for 30 seconds, and he's come back. Right, I'm settled now.
Right, so we're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna go through who on Instagram, who do you, or any social media would you like to shout at? Is there anything you've found lately that you've gone, you know what? I love that product, or I love that human. That I go, yep, you need to follow this.
So I will start, and not just because he's walked into the kitchen, but I have found. My respect for Sam Tweedle, our bee cameraman, has grown. Go follow him on Instagram. He will not accept your follow. That's the best part about it. It's a really exclusive club if he actually accepts your follow. But that is one of the hardest working people I know. And his feed is dead. But if you want to see pictures of him when he's like 14, go and check it out.
I'm going to go with one off the earlier topic.
I can think of
he's
going to go follow him straight away.
Being well dressed at a clay ground. I'm going to go Full Bore UK. They seem to make some nice, smart shooting clothes that are really appropriate.
This really nice black hat.
Hang on, can we just talk about this for a second? Can we just talk about this for a second? Because they are the manufacturers of the Bruce's shooting hat, aren't they?
That is a great segue now, would you like to get yourself a Bruce's shooting hat? High quality,
but can you
well
tell
made.
Can you tell us about where the proceeds for the Bruce's shooting hat goes?
So I've got a little bit of a beef with people that make money off merchandise of Instagram.
Can I just say thanks for wearing my Somerset Hunters hat, Bruce, and Lloyd, thanks for wearing my Somerset Hunters hoodie.
Hashtag gifted.
Carry on, Bruce.
I did think to myself, it's never ever going to be, I'm not going to make money out of this. I make money out of the business that I own. Why not donate any proceeds to different charities? So we pick a different charity every time we sell 25 hats. The proceeds go to that. So the Full Boy UK guys have been really good and said, you know what, we won't take our proceeds either and we'll donate it to whatever charity you pick. So once again, great company, UK made and UK owned. They've just moved into a new premises, so they're trying to ramp it up a little bit. Mate,
and the lad's an ex-serviceman as well, so he's exactly. Fought for Queen and Country.
Yep.
So he's a currently serving. He's a medic.
Yep. Is he currently serving?
So he's trying to juggle
I take
the two.
That back.
Yep. Trying to juggle the two, so give him a follow, Full Bore UK. You can get your Bruce's shooting hat there, or you can get yourself a myriad of other things that look smart whilst you're out shooting.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Thank you.
And then you can go and fall well in line with the social media influencer that Lloyd Patterson mentioned earlier, who says we should all be very smart.
Exactly.
I am going to shamelessly promote my wife. She's got very few followers on Instagram and doesn't use it very much, so I want to freak her out when she suddenly gets tons of follow requests.
That is the best reason.
So
that is the best reason.
D Patterson, DEEPATTISON. Give her a follow.
Come on, mate. There's one more you've got to do, too. You need to do one more as well. Your dog has its own Instagram channel that I follow.
Oh,
give it a shout out. Come on.
Does it?
Phantom of Insta. Phantom of Insta.
Phantom of the Insta, but yes, the Insta. Dog has its own. In fairness, I haven't posted anything to it. There's like half a dozen photos there, and I haven't done anything with it since. But if you want to follow me dog, you can follow me dog.
Our challenge is to get...
It'll be more interesting.
Our challenge is to get Lloyd's dog more followers than Johnny on Instagram.
I'll back that.
Can follow it, and you will never be bothered by stacks of content, because it very rarely posts.
Perfect.
Excellent.
It has a real difficulty working the camera, like...
Oh, that's no good. Poor old Phantom.
I was going to say, you need to train him better.
Yeah.
So, my choice... If you like food and you like eating it, there is only one account to follow on Instagram. That is the great and powerful Gilbs Drake. He talks the hind legs off a donkey, but his food is absolutely exceptional. Go and check it out. Gilbs Drake.
Can I add an addendum of Food, Fire, Knives in a very similar lineup? And I love both pages.
You made your fucking choices.
Now sleep.
Yeah, save it for next time, greedy bastard.
Fucking hell.
I'll have you know. However, I'm a big deal on social media, so I can make up the rules as I please. Thank
I'm going to beat that out, Johnny, when you said the second one.
Yeah, good.
Well, guys, I mentioned some really exclusive shit you're not deserving to see. What you need to do is subscribe to Premium Broken Gun Services to hear my second shout-out.
Wow.
That's a grand idea. Should we do that? Should we do a premium service where we are all naked... And we all talk utter shit about people.
I mean, we should definitely.
It's called OnlyFans, mate. It's called OnlyFans. We've already got that account. We're making no money from it.
We know exactly. That the Naked Huntress makes a lot of money for charity. We should do the Naked Hunter.
On that note, thank you very much for listening to The Broken Gun. I hope you've enjoyed yourself, and we'll see you in a fortnight's time for another one.
Oh, but before you wrap up, Bruce, how many midgets can you throw?
One at a time. Don't get greedy.
It's because you're built like a child. Me and Johnny, we're doing braces in each hand, mate.
A brace of midgets.
A brace of midgets.
Well, it's either that or you have to count them in couples like hounds.
But that's only if they mate up. But they might not.
During midget mating season.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Bruce, when does your kin come in season?
A kin?
Your kin. Your fellow... People from the Shire.
The tiny club.
They're all year round, apart from that 1 week of the month where you can't go near them. Like most.
Why are you saying them? Why are you disassociating yourself from your fucking like? Just embrace them.
He's wearing that hat to add an extra inch to get him over the legal threshold.
Come on, Peck.
Does he have to wear that hat in order to get on roller coasters?
I do.
I was going to say, it's not that they don't juggle a theme park for their summer holidays, do they?
It's summer all the time.
Is there?
I don't want to go on the teacups again.
Is there like a miniature Legoland that you guys can go to? Because sometimes it's not fair seeing you guys stand outside those roller coasters and just be turned away.
I'm 165 centimetres, I'm high enough for all of the roller coasters.
165 centimetres. Full of shit, that's what you are. Oh, Bruce, are you urinating on the podcast again? You've definitely got gallstones, mate.
You could tell by the concentration he had when he was looking for his cock.
Alright.
What are you doing?
He's really enjoying himself.
He is wanking. That is not even a piss.
That prostate is working overtime.
I've been an hour and a half.
Fucking dildos that have been rubbed against it.
I've been an hour and a half and about eight beers in. Massage. I need a pee.
Four beers and an hour and a half.
Enough interruptions with miserable midget jokes.
We wrapped up the pod hours ago.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, whoa. Johnny, say the line.
Are we fucking savage yet or what?
Thank you very much. See you guys.
Goodbye.
See you, Lake.
Ha ha ha!